Hello, this is Dominic.
Hi, Dominic. My name's Tina. I'm calling from Local Splash. Mario sent me your information. I'm in the cancellation department.
Okay. Hey, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Happy Thursday, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Hey, we're almost there. That has to count for something.
I guess so, yeah. Sure.
But I know that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going on?
I just don't think I really need it.
Okay. So I wanted to kind of touch base with you to give you some options, because if you recall, in the voice verification recording and the terms and conditions, the $499 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, and that's just because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. They've already submitted green and gold painting and drywall to some of the directories in the area. So even though you haven't had your client interview yet, all of that onboarding has already been taking place behind the scenes. So let me ask you, though, because I do see that you have a really cool internet presence. You have excellent reviews on Google. You have excellent reviews on Yelp. So being that you're not ranking on the first page, how do you feel that you don't need it? Because, you know, reviews in and of itself will never get a business ranked, although they do help. They're a factor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I definitely don't remember that it was non-refundable. I thought Mario told me that it was easy to, you know, cancel and get out. And, I mean, I just did it yesterday. So even what you're saying about the backlinks and stuff, I mean, I did it yesterday, and I emailed you all this morning. So I don't know how much work, you know, I don't know how much work really was done. And so to answer your question, I mean, I just don't think I need it. I don't know what more to say.
Okay. So one thing I do want to mention to you, because it is very easy to cancel when you're on a month-to-month subscription. All we ask is that you call within 3 business days of your billing date to prevent the next month's charge. So one thing I could do for you just to, you know, give you some more bang for your buck and make sure that you get some value out of what you paid is I could push the next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free, just to give you plenty of time to get on the first page, but more importantly, to get Google Guaranteed approved, because that background check typically takes 4 to 8 weeks. We, you know, are knocking them out closer to the 4-week mark. Once you're Google Guaranteed approved, you can, you know, continue with that program down the road, you know, no matter what. So the nice thing is that with the extra 2 weeks, you would be paid in full all the way until July 25th, okay? So I'm confident that come July 25th, you're probably going to want to keep it, because if your phone's ringing with some new clients by then and you're already flowing with some leads, you're probably going to want to keep the program. But if at that point you still feel that you don't need it, no problem. You just call us a couple of days ahead of time and cancel it, and that way you wouldn't have any further charges. You know what I mean?
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I guess I kind of understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the Google Guaranteed companies, but it's really cool because they have the green check mark next to their name, and they outshine all businesses on the first page because people know that they're Google Guaranteed. And when those leads start, once you pass the background check, those leads come exclusively to you. So it's not like if you've ever used one of those lead services in the past where it's sold to you and to like everybody else out there. So by the time you call it, it's already been called on 5 or 6 other guys. That's not the case with Google. Google is not interested in selling a lead to you and to 6 or 7 other companies. So it would exclusively come to you, and you're only charged for it if it's an actual lead, you know, if it's a client that's looking for your service. So if you ever get a bogus lead where it's someone calling looking if you're hiring or if it's, you know, 150 miles away or something like that, then you don't even get charged for it. So, you know, I know that you're absolutely going to love it. And I don't know if Mario explained this to you, but once you have that Google guaranteed checkmark next to your name, Google also will guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So you know how in business, somewhere along the line, there's always that one client that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not happy. So if that's the case, if you ever get one of those guys that you've already done a ton of work for, then all of a sudden they start asking for their money back, Google would get involved. And if it's a valid claim, then they would refund the client up to $2,000 of what they paid you. So it's a really great extra assurance to have for your business, and it adds a whole boatload of credibility, which you currently don't have. You know what I mean? And that's the worst case scenario. If come July 25th, you end up canceling, either way, at that point, you're still Google guaranteed. I mean, the leads would stop. You wouldn't start, you know, continue to get those, but at least you'll always have that added credibility, you know, behind your company.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing what you're saying. I don't know what to say. I guess when we get off the phone, I need to call my bank because I hear you, you know, I hear everything you're saying, but I just wanted to get a refund. So you're telling me I can't. And I guess that's like disappointing because I just bought it yesterday. So So I guess that's my next step. You know, I don't know. I didn't think it was good. Really, he didn't make it seem like it was going to be this difficult to get a refund. Like he said like, so I, one day later is, yeah, I don't know. It's disheartening. So I think I guess I'll just call the bank and hopefully I thought this would be easy, but I hope that they can help me. I don't know what else to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I definitely want to assist you and make sure that, you know, you leave with a good taste in your mouth. I do want to ask you because I chatted Mario while we were talking. In our voice verification, it does say that the $499 is non-refundable. I asked him if he covered that and, you know, I can go back and review the call, but he replied that he advised you that the $249 application fee was non-refundable. So he didn't say that the other portion of the program was. So at least, you know, I could, you know, refund you that $249 because he didn't cover that and he was supposed to. But if that's the case, I would still hope that you would at least get your information in to complete the background check. And we could cancel the first client interview that you were supposed to do, but at least do the, you know, the onboarding call with the Google Guaranteed team. I think you have that set up for Friday because that way you could at least continue with that portion of the program. And that's, you know, his fault. He should have covered that with you, but, you know, I trust that that's what happened because that's what he just chatted me back. He put, I advise that the $249 application fee is non-refundable. So it's actually $250. The application fee, if you looked at the terms, is $250. And then the $249 was for the Facebook ads, the Google optimization, the call tracking number, you know, the whole nine yards. And that helps you track the calls that are coming in, obviously, so that you know that you're getting value out of it. Now, question, though, was anything that happened after the call a factor in your decision? Meaning, when we send out the emails that say, you know, Google guaranteed campaign begins and, you know, start your application process, is there something on there that makes you feel that you wouldn't pass the application or something like that? I mean, I know that he probably covered this, but you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yeah, I am. I actually started sending pictures of that stuff.
Good.
Last minute.
Okay. Yeah, that email that says action needed pictures for Google verification, that's definitely going to help if we have that on file, but it helps more for that first part of the program, which, you know, if you wanted a refund on that, I would. You already have a verified Google listing, right? So chances are you're not going to have to send more pictures. If you wanted to continue, we would just send you a little email that says add us as a manager to the Google listing, and that way we go in and start optimizing it right away so that it shows on the first page. Because I know that you're, you know, very smart and marketing savvy. I can tell in talking to you. A lot of business owners I talk to are not. And because you have, you know, a fairly strong internet presence, I can tell that you know a lot about, you know, your online presence. So every business automatically gets a Google business page. That's free. You don't have to pay a company to do that or anything. You could do that yourself. But that in and of itself will never get on the first page, right? It takes hundreds of hours of the programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations in order to get a business ranking. And then once you are ranking, Google still changes the algorithms daily. You know, I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So that's the nice thing is that once you're ranking, every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. So if you cancel that portion of the program and I refund the $249, all you would have to worry about is that one email that talks about the Google guaranteed. There's a link in there that says application form, and you would just start filling that out so that when they call you on Friday for the onboarding, they have everything they need.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess I feel the same way. So if you're not going to refund me, I think I need to call the bank, and then I'll call you back to see what can happen with the $250 that I've paid and wanted to get back. You know, I guess mm-hmm. that's my plan of action.
Mm-hmm. So
please do refund the portion that you're able to refund.
And then with the other portion,
I can't stay on the phone. I have to do some work right now. So I'll call the bank, see if they can help me. And if they can't, I'll probably call you guys back or take the call Friday or whatever, and just see what I can do.
Well, let me do this. I mean, if you don't want to continue with Google Guaranteed and you're set on that, I'm not supposed to, but I'll go to the director and I'll get an override and process a full refund. Like I said, I want you to leave with a good taste in your mouth, and I'm really sorry that it didn't work out for you. I know that you would have this would have exploded your results on Google, but if you know you're not comfortable with it for some reason or another, or you feel that you don't need it, I respect it. I'll go explain that to the director. So I'll cancel this right now, and then you'll get an email within the next 15 minutes once I get the approval that your full refund is being processed. So it will go back in your account, you know, who knows, 24 to 72 hours, depending on how your bank works. But at least you'll get that email with the cancellation number so that you'll have it, and you'll know that refund's being processed, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dominic. And my name again is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you need anything else down the road, you know how to reach me, okay?
Let me write that down. I might do that.
Please.
777 Tina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah,
thank you.
The same customer support number that you have, the 877-635-6225. But if you put in 777 right when it picks up, it'll ring directly to my desk.
All right.
Okay. All right. Have a great
thank
rest
you
of your day. You're very welcome, Dominic. Nice talking to you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.